Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed? Yeah, me too. Jason, thank you for engineering today's class. Dr. Shealy, is there anything that you want to cover before we get into EEGs?
Open line Monday.
Open line, okay. All right, class, if you'd like to call and talk with medical doctor, Dr. Norm Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. One more time, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, I had a bunch of questions that I've written down in my notebook. So this is about things that have happened to people whom I know. And One person, when this person was very, very young, probably before age 10, had a temperature of 105, and then seemed to, shortly thereafter, develop seizures. And they would start about 20 minutes after falling asleep, and she would call out, and her mother and father would say that it was on one side, and it was like shifting and jerking on one side. And she had about five of them in 1 year. And on one of the EEGs, there was a spike that was called right focal. Now, this is going from parents' notes of decades and decades ago. I'm talking, this is probably in the 1950s. Does this person seem to outgrow them at puberty, and then seem to have them, at least one of them, return, which was a seizure that was not shaking, not falling down, just out of sorts, and amnesia about what happened in the, you know, that day. Do you have any thoughts on what this could be? What would trigger something like this? Do they come back? Is there a treatment? Those kinds of things.
Well, you know, a high fever is often a cause of seizures in infants, under the age of two especially. But it can obviously be some kind of viral or of the infection, and obviously it can damage the brain. Now, I've seen a number of children who have continuing seizures after that initial one. Many of them have had some kind of trauma at birth, but not all of them. It is often difficult to control with any epileptic drugs. In general, I always add safely magnesium lotion or bathing in bath water with a heavy dose of Epsom salts or magnesium chloride and some taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Those things seem to calm the overactive nervous system. But without the most elaborate exams, I know of no way to decide exactly what is going on. I mean, you know, you can do MRIs with contrast and all that stuff, and it may or may not tell you something. So in general, unless they have some other neurologic damage that you can find on a neurologic exam, think it's almost a waste of time to try to find out what's going on.
And when you say MRI with contrast, is that radioactive contrast dye or is it another type?
It's another type, but they're both, but mostly non-radioactive.
Okay. And when someone gets one of those radioactive dyes, this not being the case, but is there a protocol that you have to get that out of your system as quickly as possible?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with magnesium lotion, Epsom salts, and taurine, those are all things that would help the circulatory system so that the brain can operate at full efficiency, capacity,
etc. Well, it's not just the circle. It's actually the electrical charge of the cells.
Ah, okay.
What happens in anything that's wrong with the brain is that certain cells may, instead of having their normal at rest minus 70 millivolt charge, have minus 60 or even minus 50. That makes them hyperactive.
Okay. And is this something that the pulse electromagnetic frequency device might help?
Yes. But I almost always would be sure about taurine and magnesium before going to that.
Okay. When you say taurine, we're talking about consumption of taurine. Is that correct?
As a capsule, yes.
Right, right. Rather than bathing it. Okay. So we bathe in Epsom salts, spray on apply or spray magnesium lotion or magnesium spray on the skin, and consume taurine. I have in front of me, you've recommended that I take taurine as well, and the taurine that I have is 1,000 milligrams. Is that the strength that you're talking about?
Yes, and in young children, I will give them 1 or 2,000 milligrams. In adults with severe hypertension, I'll give them up to 6,000 milligrams.
Okay, up to 6K mg. Okay. All right, I'm just taking notes. So, Dr. Shealy, when an EEG is used, what does an electroencephalogram measure?
Well, it measures the electrical activity of different parts of the brain. You have, I think, 18 different electrodes placed on the scalp, and you read these out. I mean, I've been reading EEGs since, gosh, 1965 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you if the electrical activity, first of all, is normal, if there's one area or several areas that have spikes that don't belong there, or gaps where the spikes don't occur, and it gives you, well, whether there's a focus of hyperirritability or non-activity.
Hmm. Okay. So if there are spikes, and does that give you the location of the brain that is spiking, and then that translates into... Okay.
Yes.
And so different parts of the brain are responsible for different functions. So what would you be looking for if you saw a spike?
Well,
where it is.
Any change in the normal rhythm, it's almost as regular in some respects as an EKG.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But and so is this? I believe I heard you mention irritable.
Spikes are faster or irregular compared to others.
Okay. And is the idea to calm them down for someone who has epilepsy?
Exactly.
Okay. So then how does working, someone, let's say, who has a job and the boss is just miserable and just all kinds of stressful demands that the boss says, faster, 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 more, 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 can that excite the brain to cause a seizure?
Oh, yeah. If you have a weak, what I would call a weak spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
let's face it, it doesn't matter about the brain. It could be the heart. It can be your digestive system. It can be any organ or system, because stress is a major cause of all illness.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm thankful that I don't have a job.
We most of us create our own stress in our mind, not in our body.
Mm-hmm. Right. I tell myself I've got these 14 things to do, and I have time for three of them. Yep, you're absolutely right. Okay, so when an EEG, electroencephalogram, is taken of a person who has epilepsy, is that not a snapshot at that very moment in time that the machine is running?
And exactly, and it may or may not show. You know, it may show it only when you're having a seizure.
Mm-hmm. So is it possible that an EEG may not show the brain activity that is abnormal, you know, at other times? Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. So is there an EEG that, you know, runs like for an hour or two at a time, and it's just electronically captured rather than a paper capture?
It can be, of course. Most of the time, I would say it only takes about a half hour.
Okay. And what about, like, I'm thinking that, you know, ants in the pants, the old term for someone who would sit in the elementary school and kind of squirm and just, you know, be interested in other things maybe than what the teacher was saying. So if there's kind of a distraction in the room, you know, people talking on the other side of the room, or if there's a loud noise, or if someone opens the window shades or blinds, would that distraction cause a spike normally?
It could.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cause some kind of alertness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. Look, I have 218 different patients whose EEGs have been changed by a spiritual healer from a distance up to 1,000 miles away.
Mm.
It's a different kind of thing, but it instantly shows a significant change in the EEG, a good change, not a bad change.
Yeah, and one of the times you did one of those, you got us thrown out of our own meetup. Geez. Yeah. Well, you know, Dr. Shilley, so you actually proved at a meetup by using an EEG that you can influence the mind from a distance. You actually proved
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And there are some non-believers. You know, I wasn't there at the time. Yeah.
One of the people that I did from Ottawa, that's one that I've quoted most often because it's 1,000 miles away,
mm-hmm.
wrote me an email. She, you know, it's been over 15 years, I think, since I did her. She wrote me, wants me to do an EEG again to see if she still has her talent.
Well, that sounds really neat. If you do it, I'd love to talk about this on our broadcast classroom. Okay, so Dr. Shilley, is an EEG an expensive test compared to other tests?
I have the foggiest idea. I suspect it's at least $150.
Mm-hmm. Well, compared to some tests, that sounds like very, very inexpensive.
Well, relatively speaking, yes.
Yeah. When we come back, Dr. Shilley, can we talk about TIAs, avoiding seizures, Christmas, Fauci's Christmas, and also what to do with when someone's in remission from cancer. Yeah,
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shields is with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to call in and ask your questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, is epilepsy hereditary?
Not often. There are certain situations, like tuberous sclerosis, where it could be.
Okay. How about thalidomide? Was one of the effects of the pregnancy drugs from the 50s called thalidomide that caused all kinds of birth defects? Is that something that might have caused epilepsy or seizures in the children?
It can do all kinds of dangers. Grow an arm or lack an arm. really a serious drug.
Yeah, you can look it up, class, thalidomide. And it was designed by German scientists, as I remember, and it was to ease the discomfort of pregnancy. And what happened was the young were born, not all of them, but with birth defects that were very serious. For example, a child would be born without legs but with feet. So feet would come out of the hips. A child would be born with hands but not an arm. So the hand would come out of the shoulder. Those kinds of things. Very, very serious, challenging birth defects, thalidomide with a T. And So fortunately, that was stopped. But it was pretty widely prescribed during the era of what I remember as modern medicine. Wasn't that a term that was used back then, Dr. Shealy, modern medicine? We're talking about the 1950s?
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, interestingly, back in the early days of so-called modern medicine, autoimmune disorders were very uncommon, maybe 5 to 6% of people. Mm-hmm. Today, at least 15 or 16% of Americans have some kind of autoimmune disease because of two things. Number one, Roundup, and number two, overuse of antibiotics.
You know, I have been to several years ago. I was at high school. And I noticed that, this was after school, and the girls were coming back from track practice. And some of them were using inhalers. I'm thinking, gosh, these children are pretty young to be, you know, having respiratory distress. And it seems like a lot of young people have rescue inhalers because of respiratory distress. Now, isn't asthma an autoimmune disease?
It can be. Not always, but it certainly can be.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that more and more people have respiratory problems than ever before, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I have a pulse oximeter. And we've had one for years and years, and you recommended this, that, for a long, long time, that it's a good tool to have. And so I bought an extra one. And, of course, they're made in China. And I bought it on eBay, and they're very inexpensive, like $10, $11 shipped, or they used to be. And these devices, you just put it on your fingertip, and if you've been to the doctor's class, you've seen this. It's just a little, like a wide, short, fat clothespin made out of plastic, and has a little display on it, and it will read two things. One, the oxygenation rate of your blood, and two, your heart rate. And the point I want to mention is it's a great tool. I love it. But two of them, made by two different companies, have two different readings. One of them would say that my oxygenation rate is like 98-97% at rest, and the other one would say 93%. Now, I know that the one that says 98% and 97% is right, because I verified that with another one at a medical institution that they know is right. So what I'm saying, class, is that just because you have one of these things doesn't mean it reads the right numbers.
Not especially if it came from China, of all places.
Well, heck, we've got some Chinese digital thermometers, and they all read differently. And, you know, some of them will read that you have a hypothyroid condition, you know, because your temperature is low after being up for 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, you can't trust the Chinese products in anything, as far as I can tell. Arjun is calling in. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in an oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed, abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, Adela Raz, has lost her country and her faith in the United States government. Her life's work of liberating women and girls has evaporated. She shared her despair with Axios.
Look, when he first came to office, we were all super excited that he won't withdraw or he will change the deal. And I even reached out to some of my principals and I said, we should not really buy into this la-la land. We should really be serious. I think everybody hoped that he will put a stronger condition, which he didn't, which he did not. It was very well accepted to me and to a lot of us. We said, the U.S. troops will withdraw. But there has to be conditions on Taliban that they commit to the achievements that the Afghan society has made.
The ambassador, as well as many around the world, have lost faith in America's leadership role as democracy's beacon of light.
I don't think so. He said the U.S. could not be the police of the world to protect women in any other country. What type of tools are left right now to pressure Taliban? That they respect the human rights? Sorry, I trust and believe the people. I mean, I've lost some trust in the U.S. policies, and I think probably government policies, including my own leadership and government policies. And I'm reflecting and saying how effective I was, or I was, and I think it is a big question that I don't have the right type of answer.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So Arjun is going to be with us in just a second. Plus, I just wanted to put an exclamation point on these pulse oximeter devices that are made in China. I believe they're all made in China. And so if you get one, you might want to, if you get one, you might want to get another one, and you might want to compare them at the same time to make sure they read the same thing. If they don't, one of them or both of them is wrong or are wrong. Okay. So you might want to, next time you have a doctor's appointment, you might want to bring one or both of them to your doctor's office and compare yours with his or hers and see if you get the same reading, okay? Because the one at the doctor's office is probably a little better quality than the ones that that are sold on eBay. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, you're right on, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I would always try to buy anything I buy anywhere except from China.
And it's very, very hard. It's very hard to do. Class, this week, either Tuesday or Thursday, we're going to talk about more problems with the supply chain with Kyle and Kathy. So Kyle will be with us tomorrow, and Kathy will be with us on Thursday. We talk about supply chain problems, things that we've seen, things you need to know about. And Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
Okay. I was wondering... I buy like a toothpaste. It's called Sensodyne toothpaste, and the thing is that like I recently saw it says Sensodyne with fluoride. So I know like fluoride is always bad for you. You know, like even in toothpaste, it's always bad for you. So I didn't buy that, but I did buy the other brand of it. What would you recommend? Which toothpaste should we buy? What would be the best toothpaste that we should buy?
You know, Vince, I need help because he cut out.
Okay. Arjun is asking about toothpaste, Dr. Shealy, and he said that he bought Sensodyne toothpaste, and that's for sensitive teeth and gums, and it contains fluoride, and other toothpastes contain fluoride, and almost all toothpaste contains fluoride.
Yeah, there are only two that I can recommend.
Okay.
One is Ozone toothpaste. You can look it up. And the other is Now Products makes a wonderful one, NOW Products. I don't trust any other company.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, I think what he's asking is he wants to avoid fluoride in the toothpaste.
Exactly.
And Arjun, seriously, if you look at any of the toothpaste tube boxes, you'll see that just about all of them, probably over 90%, contain fluoride. So, Dr. Shealy recommended two products. One is called Ozone toothpaste, and another is from a company called Now Products.
It's called Xyli White, X Y L I W H I T E.
X Y L
I White, W H I T E.
Okay, XYLIWHITE, Xyli White toothpaste. And make sure that you're looking for no fluoride, okay? That fluoride, stannous fluoride, or any other fluoride is not an ingredient. And the other thing is, Dr. Shealy, is it okay with you if he brushes his teeth with what I do, which would be baking soda powder? I mean, just plain old baking soda and maybe a little bit of salt?
That's a mixture. And actually, it'll taste a lot better if you add a few drops of tea tree oil to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Arjun, you can brush your teeth with plain old baking soda if you want. Salt is pretty abrasive, so you got to be careful with that. But my dad would... You know, my dad was born in the 1920s, and there weren't a lot of things that were available that you could buy back then. And so a box of, you know, 1 pound box of baking soda could be tooth powder for the whole family for a month or maybe more. So that worked, and he just added a little bit of salt as a disinfectant. But you can brush your teeth with just plain old baking soda. That's what I do, too. And but sometimes, Dr. Shealy, I brush my teeth in between with hydrogen peroxide. So I'll wet the toothbrush, you know, rinse it off, make sure it's damp, put a couple drops of hydrogen peroxide in on the toothbrush. Now I'll brush my teeth with hydrogen peroxide, then rinse. And that seems to be a good thing too, right?
Absolutely.
And one other thing, Arjun, there are tooth whitening compounds that have a real high concentration or percentage of hydrogen peroxide, and they are known to be very, very dangerous. Dr. Shealy, we're talking like over 20% hydrogen peroxide. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd be very careful about that. I've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would.
Yeah. So we're talking about 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. No, dangerous.
Yeah, the other stuff is you know, more than that. Dr. Shealy and I are thinking that you ought to avoid that. So, Arjun, did we sort of answer that question, or do you need more information?
No, 100%. These are very good recommendations. And I've also heard, good things about Now products.
Mm-hmm.
I will go and search for these toothpaste, and I will buy them. In case, if I'm using baking soda, so I just go and buy the baking soda, and do I have to mix some salt in it? And if it will be in a powdered form, so how do you put on the toothpaste? How do you use it?
Here's what my dad did. So I learned by watching him back in the 50s and the 60s. So what he would do is he'd wash his hands in the morning. He'd get out of the shower and he'd wash his hands really well, and then he would wet the toothbrush. Run under the faucet and get some water on there. And then he would pour a little bit of baking soda in the palm of his left hand. A little bit. And, like a quarter of a teaspoon. And then he'd just a few grains of salt. But you don't have to use the salt. And so he'd have that in his left hand. He'd take the toothbrush with his right hand and he would kind of scoop it up with the wet toothbrush. That's it. That's the whole thing. And of course, you can rinse and rinse, and you can repeat several times. And that's really what I do. That's the way I do it. But most of the time, I do it without the salt, just plain old baking soda. And it seems to work really, really well for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves your teeth with a nice, clean feeling. But remember, the salt is pretty abrasive, so you don't want to saw your teeth off.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So, and how much is baking soda? Well, I bought some from Sam's Club, and I had it shipped in, and I think it comes in 15-pound bags, if I'm not mistaken. When I was a child, it was about, 10 cents for a pound, a one-pound box, and it's gone up to almost a dollar a box. So, thanks to our federal government and the Federal Reserve, the private corporation, they've printed so much currency that the price of everything has really gone up. So it's about a dollar a box. And some people might think a dollar a box is really cheap. I'm thinking a dollar a box is 10 times what it used to be.
Yeah. Yep. But so is everything else, Ben.
Dr. Shealy, that's one of the things we're going to talk about on Tuesday and Thursday. The price of things are going up while we're watching them. I mean, if one of our son's friends, a farmer, wanted to buy a part for his trailer, and the price has gone up like every couple of days, and while this guy's making his mind up to see if he wants it, the price just keeps increasing, and the availability is decreasing. And one of the things that I'm finding is that people are on the internet, on eBay, selling things that they don't have. They list things. They'd copy someone else's picture and say, I've got these, and we've got 10 of them in stock, and you can buy one. But they can't ship it because they don't have it. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. People can sell things they don't have. They just can't ship them. And what happened to me was I needed a part for a trailer, and I ordered it, and it was going to be shipped, and I was going to receive it in 6 days. I thought, okay, I can live with that. And what happened was, they said, well, we're going to try to ship it in 6 days, which is different from me getting it in 6 days. So I canceled it, and what I found out was that eBay seller was removed from eBay, and probably for selling things that they don't have. So I don't know if they're going to try to take the money and run, but they've been removed from eBay. I got my money back, and I ordered from another seller that maybe is a little more reliable, but I'm not sure about that either. So it's in my old, back in the 1980s, I had an expression, and that is, you can sell something you don't have. It's just hard to install it. And that's where we are today. Arjun, any other comments? Yes.
No, I see the same thing. You know, like earlier when I used to go buy a few things, like grocery, you know, it used to be like $30. And every time I go now, it's like more than $70. So I see the same thing, you know, like it's almost doubled. Like everything is almost doubled. And I buy the same things that I used to buy like 5 years, 3, 4 years back. So I mean, like it's doubling everywhere. Yeah.
I wanted to buy a fence charger, an electric fence charger to keep our cows in. And, you know, if we have a lightning storm and it takes out one of our fence chargers, the cows will say, this is great. You know, we can go wherever we want. We won't be corralled in by this electric fence. And so I wanted to get a spare one. They were $35, you know, for a 12-volt little tiny portable fence, electric fence charger. Now they're about $80-something dollars. And we're talking in about 12 months, maybe 18 months. So the number is double, you know, or more, if you can get one.
Yeah.
And that's a real problem. That's most items, not every item, but most items. There are a few items that are made in this country where the price seems to be holding steady, but there are other items that are imported, their prices are going up. Absolutely right.
Yep.
Okay, Arjun, so you're all set with the baking soda. That, you can start with that, and you can go to the dollar store and pick up a box of baking soda. And it's the same kind of baking soda that you'd use for other purposes. It works just great, as far as I know. Now, I've only been doing it for, maybe 40 years. So I'm still learning.
Sounds good. Thank you, Edward. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Arjun.
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, back to epilepsy. Are there triggers that can trigger a seizure, meaning cause one to happen?
Well, each individual is somewhat unique in that. One person, it might be, you know, a memory of something. Another person, it could be a word of something. So it I think it's as unique as most of our things are. You know, for instance, some people tolerate antibiotics well, but a lot of people do not.
Yeah. Okay. So when we used to use computer monitors that were cathode ray tubes, they had a flicker rate. And most people wouldn't notice, but they're actually flickering on and off, really at a fast rate. And I'm wondering, would that be, hardly anybody uses a cathode ray tube, you know, for a computer screen anymore, but maybe they're used in medicine. Do they have the potential for causing a seizure? Let's talk about that when we come back. And lighting, different color lights, flickering lights, fluorescent lights, computer screens. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us in class. If you'd like to call in to this broadcast class, the number to call in is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, we're talking about triggers for epilepsy. And we know that the CRT, the cathode ray tube type monitors, television screens, oscilloscopes, and, you know, medical devices and engineering devices that use that type of a screen, they do flicker. And we know that fluorescent lights flicker to some degree. Incandescent lights don't really flicker to any significant degree because that's a tungsten element that kind of glows white hot and emits some light. So it, because of the mass of the tungsten element, it doesn't get hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold at 60 cycles. It kind of stays at one temperature, and so that doesn't flicker. But the fluorescent lights do, and I don't know about the LEDs. They probably do flicker to some degree because of the electronics that convert 60-cycle AC current to DC current. So they probably flicker at some degree. But what are your thoughts about flickering and these types of triggers?
That's called photosensitive epilepsy, and it can be just a television screen or a rapid video or lights passing you on the opposite side of the highway, you know, that kind of thing if you're very sensitive.
Wow. Wow, that's really serious. So yes, someone driving...
If you have that, you should be driving.
Right, right.
At night.
So, yeah, I'm thinking if you know someone who lives opposite the railroad tracks, train tracks in maybe a city like New York City, and they have an apartment, and there's a bright billboard on the other side of the railroad tracks, and as a train comes by, this flickering of the train cars blocking the light, releasing the light, blocking the light. You know, as the cars train goes by, that flickering of just the train movement with the gaps between the cars. That is that something that those kinds of common events, are those potential triggers as well?
For people who are very sensitive, yes.
Yeah.
A flashlight, okay. Even, suddenly in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the police use flashlights that push the button and the light comes on from a bright LED flashlight. Push it again and it flashes, boom, 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 a pulsating light. So I guess from what I'm hearing, that could cause an epileptic seizure if someone is predisposed to epileptic seizures, right?
Yes.
Wow. And I wonder if the police are trained to know that how much harm they could cause by doing something like that. Okay. What about reoccurrence? So if someone has epilepsy as a child, is there something that happens in later life when they become senior citizens that maybe could trigger this? Maybe hormonal differences? Hormonal changes?
Yeah. Any kind of trauma can bring up old memories or old habits or old unfortunate symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds like lead a calm, stressful life without flickering lights, if that seems to be one of the triggers. And how about noise? What if I'm just thinking from the days I've lived in apartments, and noisy neighbors were turning up the stereo, boom, 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 or just driving down the road, and some moron's got his speakers. He's got two engines, one to power his speakers and one to power his car. Boom, boom. Is that something that could cause it as well? Sound?
Less common, but could happen, yes.
Okay. Wow. All right, so for supplements, we're talking about magnesium lotion, magnesium spray, Epsom salts, taurine. Is there any other supplement that you would recommend adding to the list?
No. Obviously, as with everybody, there's a basic thing like D3, B-complex, and vitamin C, but all people need that.
Yeah. So in addition, we're talking magnesium lotion or spray, Epsom salts, and taurine. 1,000 milligrams, and under your direction, if the person sees you, you might recommend more than that, up to 6,000 milligrams, but under your direction, right?
Exactly.
Okay. How about temporary global amnesia with patients who have epileptic seizures?
That can happen.
Okay. Can you tell our class what that is so the class understands?
Well, just all of a sudden, they don't remember much of anything. It could be specific things, or it could be they suddenly just can't speak, or panic. It's exquisitely variable.
Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is a person can have a seizure and not remember anything that happened after that seizure.
Or before.
Or before. And now, is this a period of a couple hours, or can it be years? Years before?
That would be very unusual. I would say hours to days would be more common.
Okay. All right, class, if you'd like to talk with Dr. Shealy about your medical questions, 866-582-9933. That's the number for this broadcast class right here, right now, live. And when we come back, I'll give you the number for Dr. Shealy's medical clinic if you want to set up an appointment. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back after Top of the Hour News, commercial announcements.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.